Yes. Say something?
Yes.
Okay, good. So it's March 20. Yeah, we are at the beginning or somewhere in the corona pandemic. Katharina, how do you experience the situation at the moment?
For me personally, I really feel my privilege a lot in this situation, because for me this means it's not likely to have really serious consequences for my life. Like maybe for a few months for my finance, but it's not. I don't feel very endangered.
Yeah.
In that sense, and at the same time, I have this acute awareness of the fact that many people don't have the choice to self-isolate, like factory workers and I mean obviously medical workers. But what hurts me the most, or what pains me the most, is that the higher class can stay at home, while the people who already suffer the most, the lower classes, don't have the choice to do that. And so I feel like every crisis hits the weakest the most. Mm-hmm. And this is something that keeps me occupied.
Thank you. So they say that every crisis also has maybe the momentum to change something, or so when you think about the current situation, what window of opportunity do you see open at the moment?
Maybe I can talk about hope. maybe my hope is that we are learning to live differently. Everyone is learning to spend less, if nothing else, because like stores are closed, and we're learning to live with less. And many of us are also just have the opportunity to think about what really matters. And I hope. And also what we're seeing, like what happens to our planet while everyone's on lockdown, is also quite inspiring, I think. And I really liked something that a Slovenian scientist said, that yes, we are seeing a decrease in pollution and everything, and that might actually save more lives than coronavirus takes. But at the same time, that does not mean that pandemics are good for society. They're not, like, they're really bad. But at the same time, maybe we can keep some of the new habits we'll need to develop to keep our planet healthy as well.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, when you think of you personally or society, assuming or we are at the end of the corona pandemic, what do you want to see more of or less of?
I want to see more of compassion and this mutual, this realization that we're all human and that we're all in this together, whatever this is. And also I want to see more of taking care of nature as well. Like the to continue what I said before, I think there's a lot of things are coming up around the good consequences of us traveling less, working less, spending less, and yes, I want to keep this less, the unnecessary luxuries of life that we've gotten so used to, but maybe are harming the nature or the society. So this is one part. And the other is, I'm really hoping to have less of this this class differences, that that somehow we'll figure out a way that we to live and value this human dignity that everybody has, and that the capital is not the thing that decides everything. And right now it still seems like it is, because right now what I said in the first question, what I'm noticing is that we can all stay at home, but who cares about the factory workers? It's like, we can't afford to stop production. And I'm hoping that maybe we get so far that we see that maybe human life is more valuable than production and whatever we produce. So,
And maybe you answered also the last question a bit, but maybe to make this last one maybe a bit personal, what is
she's bringing me oranges. Sorry.
Beautiful. So what is your personal life? What is your wildest dream? What don't you even dare to dream of that might realize after we have gone through this special time?
This is what my doctor just brought me.
So for the record, the daughter just brought a can of beer. No, it's all good. It's all good.
My wildest dream. I would really want to keep this. What I found is very precious is the realization that the gratefulness that I have for the people close to me. So this is what I really want to keep. And my wildest dream would be that nothing would ever come in the way of, I would never let anything come in the way of what I really value anymore. Mm. Like other people's opinion or money or what the authorities think or... I don't know, that just I would be able to live my life and work and family and like all different areas of my life in a way that feel really aligned. Yeah. And I think that's pretty wild. It's not concrete, but still thinking about how often I really want to do something or don't want to do something, but then I go like, but can I really afford this? Or is this a good time? Or what will they think? That maybe it just clarifies that maybe it just doesn't matter so much. And what really matters is what really matters to me. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Mm-hmm.